Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams. It is a joy to be with you today. I pray that the word would find its root in you today as it is spoken and as it is sung. May we seek the heart of the Lord today as we start out our day or whatever time of day that you're listening to. Seek the Lord out today. He is speaking, and He wants to speak into your life today. He wants to give you direction by His Spirit today. He wants to teach you. He wants to remind you all of the things that the Spirit of God does in our life. He wants to do for you today. So let's start in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. And here we see God's purpose for man since the beginning of time, before the foundation of the world, God's purpose for man. Let's start in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. I want to go back to verse 4 briefly, where it says this, that He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. And here, this is the unchanging purpose of God before the beginning of time, that we would be holy and blameless in Jesus, that we would be holy and blameless in Christ. And also, too, that His purpose is that we would be adopted sons and daughters in Jesus, that we were never intended to go by ourselves in this, that we were never intended to be to provide for ourselves or to provide any sort of righteousness for ourselves, but it has always been through Jesus. Also too, later in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, it's about God's purpose for His people. It says in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves, for it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So we see in this passage that we were created in Jesus to be obedient to Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So as we, in our church right now, we have for a long period of time now, have been talking through this process and this cycle of abiding in Jesus and what that looks like to us. And this is what the Lord does in our life and His purpose for us, that we would be in Christ, that we would know the will of God, that He reveals to us the mysteries of His will, and that as He makes those things known to us, that we respond in faith with obedience, with the things that the Lord has prepared for us to do, that we respond in obedience. And as we do that, we see the fruits of what the Lord is doing. We see the fruits of our obedience. We see the things that the Lord is doing in the ways that He manifests His power the ways that he manifests his presence as we respond in obedience. And all of these things are ultimately, as we read in Ephesians 1, to the praise of his grace. Those things help to glorify our Lord, for us to know him in a deeper way as we respond to the Lord. As he shows us what to do, we respond in obedience. We see his power manifested, and we know him in a deeper way. So I pray that today for us, that we would respond to the Lord, that he is speaking, that he is making his ways known to his people. And as we respond in obedience, that we will see great things, that we will see the fruits of our obedience. Know that your labor for the Lord today is not in vain. But as you are sensitive to the Spirit, and as we follow him, he is working. He is accomplishing his purposes through you. And ultimately, the great reward and prize is ultimately him, that we will know him, that we will abide in him, that we are in him, that we are in Christ, that we are holy and blameless before him, and that we can respond in worship to that for all that we are coming to know about Jesus. Let's pray together today. Jesus, thank you that your purposes for man are far beyond what we could ever even think or imagine. Thank you for choosing to use us. Thank you for choosing to make yourself known to us. There is nothing in us that is worthy of that, Lord, but we recognize fully that you do that. Lord, that you make yourself known to your people. Lord, so we take every advantage of that today. Lord, we listen for you. Lord, we want to follow you. Lord, we want to see great things happen here. Lord, we want to see your name lifted up. Lord, we want to see your gospel being spread in our life. Lord, we want to know you better. Lord, we want to know you. We want to worship you today, God, and we take this time to do that. We worship you. We love you. Lord, be lifted up today.
Grace. grace in which I stand with everything I am. I love you endlessly. Oh, you loved me before I knew of you. You love me. Now I give it back to you. Yeah, with your majesty here, I fall to my knees. I love you endlessly. With the beauty of your Son, I find myself undone. I love you endlessly. With your majesty, I fall to my knees. I love you endlessly. With the beauty of your Son, I find myself undone. I love you endlessly.
With your majesty, I fall to my knees. I love you endlessly. With the beauty of your Son, I find myself undone. I love you endlessly.
Fullness of joy, every fear suddenly wiped away. Here in your presence, yeah, all of my gains now fade away. Every crown no longer on display. Thank you.
We declare your wonder, your beauty, your glory, your holiness. We humble ourselves before you. We bow our hearts before you. You're worthy. Jesus, you are worthy. Lord, let everything that we are today, our will, our actions, follow you. Lord, may everything in our lives come under your authority and your rule and your dominion, God. May our lives be lives of worship, wholeheartedly, unreservedly yours. God is today, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. In your name we pray and worship and sing and magnify. Amen.